Welcome to this first Sunday of Lent. Today we just heard about Jesus being sent by the Spirit into the desert to pray and to be tempted by the devil. And in doing this, he shows us the way to God, his way to God. But I wanted to start in the first reading today where we learned about the creation story and how Adam and Eve had to leave the Garden of Eden. I see this as something that we've been trying to undo ever since. We had this ideal place where we lived with God and we were taken care of by God. We had absolutely no needs. God took care of us. But even with all that, Adam and Eve and all they had going for them, they were tempted by the devil, the serpent. They rebelled against God and made themselves like a god in that rebellion. And we have paid for it ever since. And that brought sin and death into the world, which we heard about in the second reading of St. Paul to the Romans. We hear that Adam and Eve brought sin and death into the world, and that Jesus Christ is the gracious gift from God that brings justification from that original sin of Adam and Eve. The scriptures tell us, for just as through the disobedience of one man, Adam, the many were made sinners, so that through the obedience of one, Jesus, many were made righteous. And that brings me to the gospel story that we just heard. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert and prayed and fasted for 40 days and was tempted by the devil. This story always amazes me because the devil had to know that this was the Son of God. That's why he was there tempting him. Yet the devil tempted Jesus, or tried to tempt Jesus. Now I wanted to delve into the spiritual journey just a little bit without getting too technical. In our human nature, we develop and we strive for survival and security, affection and esteem, and power and control, just part of who we are. This is how we grow up. We don't really have any control of it. That's how we survive as humans. These are our basic needs, but the problem with that, a lot of times they interfere with our spiritual development, because we put these first in front of God. And the devil can use these just as he did in tempting Jesus in the desert. The devil tested Jesus for survival and security. Jesus, it says he was hungry. So what did the devil do? He said, turn those rocks into bread, feed yourself. And for affection and esteem, he says, angels love you. Everybody loves you. So just jump down from here and they will come and protect you because you're so special. And then for power and control, he took Jesus up the mountain to see all the kingdoms that surrounded them. And the devil says, all this will be yours. You can do whatever you want. You'll be in control. All you have to do is prostrate and worship me. That's the kind of things the devil does. He takes those things that are part of our human nature and uses them against us. But Jesus didn't buy into that. Now, I wanted to talk about for just a minute that Jesus is both human and divine. Because we look at him as this divine person, the one of the persons of the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And with that in our mind, we tend to say, well, that's Jesus. You know, that's not me. I can't be like Jesus. But the scriptures tell us he was both human and divine. So to be a viable example for us, he had to be totally human and had the same failings that all of us have. Otherwise, we would not have him as an example to be a follower of him, because we could never obtain what he already has because of his divinity. But being totally human, he also had free will like we have free will. Now, in a few minutes at the altar, I will be quietly saying these words according to the Missal as I pour a little water into the wine in the chalice. I'll be saying, by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. It's kind of like a two-way street. Jesus came down from heaven, totally divine, to be in human estate with us and to live with us so he could understand what we have to go through. And through his presence here, we can tend to be more like him in his divine nature, both human and divine. That's why this is so important, that Jesus had free will, just like we have free will, to make choices in our lives. And that divine part, what gives us the ability to reject sin, to reject Satan, just as Jesus did in the desert. The gospel story is certainly an invitation for us to enter into our Lenten journey, which is our spiritual journey to be followers of Jesus. In the Gospel of John, says, do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have not told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you so that you may be with me. So where I am, you may also be. Where I am going, you know the way. Now Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, I like Thomas. God love him. He asked the hard questions. He asked the hard questions that we all should be asking on our spiritual journey. Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus says, I'm the way. Use me as your example to how to be in life. This requires us to get to know Jesus and to follow his way. Now, I do want you to know that our spiritual journey that Jesus calls us to is a mapless journey. Now, it would be nice if we had our GPS or Google Maps or whatever you use to get you around town, if we could put in there heaven and have it give a map of going from where we are today to heaven. It'd be nice to wake up every morning, open the book and say, okay, what am I doing today? These are the 100 things I have to do, the 100 turns, 100 different ways I have to go today to get to heaven. But it just doesn't work that way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Like Jesus, we have to deny the devil's temptations and deny ourselves to serve God alone. This is simple but difficult, because that human stuff sometimes gets in the way of that. And each spiritual journey that each one of us on is unique. It's our journey. It's not anybody else's journey. It's going to be your journey alone. There's no single road to take. We each have to find our way. And I pray that this Lent you may find your way by Jesus' word and example. And may God bless you on your Lenten journey.